Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about how to create content on your own for your blog. So when I started doing my blog a few years ago, I did not have a photographer. I actually just had my iPhone and I would just do pictures myself. Then I wanted to up my game a bit and I started to ask my sister and my teenage daughter to do my pictures. But after a while, they, you know, had other things to do with their lives and I had to figure out how to create content on my own. I have only used a photographer, like a professional one, once. And now most of my pictures are done just by me, you know, and if I get lucky, my sister or my, well, mainly my sister or my husband can help me. So here is how I've been able to get my pictures going, my content going by myself and figure out, you know, how to set it up and you know, have pictures that don't look that much different than when I have someone helping me. Okay, the first thing you're going to want to be thinking about to get pictures on your own is I think you just need to practice at home first. So taking pictures with a self timer can be super awkward at first. When you're out in public, people will look at you and then they'll do this whole, hey, you want me to take the picture for you? And you're like, no, please go away. And they're like, I don't understand. Anyway, the point is it'll be easier for you if you just practice a bit at home in the beginning and focus on a few things at home. So you're going to figure out your poses that work for you and the angles you like. You're also going to get the hang of using a self-timer feature on your camera or on your phone. You know, you can watch tutorials on that kind of thing and watch tutorials on like your posing to speed up your proficiency. But you don't, you know, you just want to kind of mess around. You don't want to be doing that in public because then it'll probably decrease the likelihood of you actually continuing to take pictures on your own because you're just not going to feel comfortable. And in the beginning, a lot of your pictures aren't going to be that great. Mine were garbage. So, but don't worry, you'll get better, right? All the prep will make your photo sessions in public smooth and productive, and then you're going to generate more content. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get. Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of a, in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. So what you want to do when you're practicing at home or, you know, just trying to kind of get some content done, find spots in your home that have natural light. So you're going to use a combination of natural and artificial light. I use like a softbox light, you know, when the natural light is not enough, but you could use like a ring light too, and that's going to be fine. You want to also, you know, if you can, try to do your at-home shots during the golden hour, right before sunset. That could give you a really pretty soft light for your shots. But overall, just experiment and have fun because, again, like who really cares when you're at home? Right. And I think the more I experimented and tried shots at home, my content got better. And then I had more ideas of what I wanted to do when I went out in public. All right. So now you're ready to go out in public And the first thing you're going to be thinking about is, like with real estate, location, location, location. Once you're ready to hit the road, location will be key. Okay, so for me, simple backgrounds outdoors with some shade are easier since you're on your own, right? So you don't want to be messing too much with trying to figure out lighting and how the sun hits you. So for example, I try a wall, a corner, or stairs with low foot traffic. Having like a simple background with shade will help you not have to worry about, like, you know, too much backlight and that sort of thing. Also, you won't have to worry about something unexpected in the background that you won't catch until you're editing. So with getting like a simple background, you won't have to be like, oh shoot, I didn't see that tree in the background or something else that just wasn't as aesthetically pleasing. And then, you know, the shade is important because it's going to help you have even lighting on your face so that you don't have too many shadows that are just not, they don't look that great in pictures. You know, once you get better or more proficient, you can try to do some cool things with lighting and the way you set up your camera. But for now, just, you know, keep it simple. And then you want to make sure you're kind of a balance of in an area where there are people for safety reasons, but not a lot of foot traffic so that you don't have to keep waiting when someone walks by or people walk into your shot. So what I like to do, I go to places like outdoor malls, shopping centers, and downtown areas of cities so that I get some interesting backgrounds, but I'm also not in a place with like nobody around. All right, let's talk about prepping and planning. The more you prepare for your shoot, the better your shots will get. I batch shoot most of my content, so I think about the outfits I will shoot along with the order in which I will do so. So for instance, I shoot all my outfits with jeans, then I go with dresses. Sometimes if it's like a red lipstick I'm wearing, I will like shoot in order of the lipstick because then I have to take it off and change it, and that's like a, you know, an issue. So just kind of have a kind of an idea of the you know, schedule of outfits. Next step, bring what you actually can shoot. So I'm always aiming to shoot about 3 or 4 outfits max. I usually only have about 2 hours to do this by myself. That allows me enough time to get pictures and videos of each outfit. And then I do like an Instagram story, usually explaining the outfit as I transition to the next look. So little pro tip, I use the Canon app for my camera and my phone. So it makes my phone like a remote control for my camera. And I also use what they call the hybrid auto setting on my camera. So this automatically generates some video while you're taking shots, kind of like the moments right before a shot is taken. And then I can use that footage to create little videos or reels and things like that. All right. Finally, you know what? Have fun. It's not that serious. You want to enjoy creating content. So keep things light. Have fun. It'll be a bit awkward, you know, in the beginning. But after that, you will be a pro. And you'll have like a sense of freedom that you gain when you can like have total creative control of your shots. You don't have to wait for anybody to be available. However, the only drawback is if you don't like a shot, it's on you. If you don't like the way the pictures turned out, there's nobody to blame. You can't blame the photographer, your boyfriend, friend or sister. It's all on you. All right, so that is my kind of like quick and dirty on how to get going on creating blog content on your own with a tripod. And so when you go to the show notes for this episode, you'll see my gear that I use and some of the shots that I did by myself. And so hopefully those help you get going to get out there and create your own content. Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.